Warren Huntley's going to be looking at these conditions and these races. There's nine on the program at Tatura today. He's going to find us all the winners. Good morning to you, Warren.
Morning, Jase.
How have you pulled up from the weekend, mate? All right?
Oh, great weekend. It was a great weekend to be in Melbourne. Weekends are terrific leading into the Spring Carnival and then post the AFL footy season into Flemington and then into Caulfield Guineas meeting. How could you not enjoy being around Melbourne at this time of year?
Well, you probably haven't stopped celebrating since the grand final, so it'd be a sore head every weekend at the moment for you, Warren. But we better get to trying to find some winners at Tatura today. Willie's given us the track conditions, beautiful conditions. We're racing on a good four, top of 27 expected. Opening race on the program, a nine race card at Tatura, is over the metric mile, 1600 metres. It's a maiden for 3-year-old horses and older. We've got two scratchings here, numbers 2 and 3 both come out. Free Fly 2 is a prohibitive favourite here at $1.70 with tab fixed odds. $4 for Zetonator. Defies at $7.50. $8.50 Lemon Splice. Double figures the rest. This Hot Pop, it's been beaten a lip in two starts today, Warren, and it certainly looks as though the 1600 metres will be right up his alley. Is today the day for Free Fly 2?
You would think so, Jase. There's a few shorties right throughout the day, so we're going to have to probably shoot pretty straight today, but he was very brave riding the speed at Bendigo. Irish Vega, who got up late to win that race, ran well without winning yesterday at Cranbourne. Captain Ginny, who created some of the really solid tempo in that race, settled a bit better and dominated at Cranbourne yesterday also, albeit in a spot where it was no disadvantage to be on the speed at Cranbourne yesterday either. But it's just a very strong form line for Free Fly 2, and I'm with him ahead of 10 Zetonator. Pressure went on a fair way out. It was pretty solid early sectionals at Echuca last start, and only horses that had a bit of stamina were able to keep finding the line, and he was able to do that, so up to 1600 metres suits. I'm sure it'll suit Defy, who's been going okay in races over shorter trips, and the step up in distance should suit, as it will Lemon Splice, who was okay on debut and certainly getting up in trip early in her campaign is going to suit her. But 8 looks the winner ahead of 10, 1 and 2.
8, 10, 1 and 2 in the opening event at Tatura today. Race 2 on the program is a 3-year-old maiden affair over 1,100 metres. We've got a few scratchings to deal with here. They are numbers 2, 7, 13, 14 and 15. Robertson Burton's the trainer. Well, I won't call it a plunge yet, but $6 into $3 here for number one of the many debutants in the race. Another flag with tab fixed odds. $3.30 for Holly Diamond, who's won a couple or placed in a couple of trials in preparation for its debut. $3.70 for the known commodity Found Out. Double figures the rest. You have to respect this move, you would have thought, Warren.
In very well educated, typical of the Smurden runners in general when they go to the races, trials and jump outs, but in particular in the price bloodstock colours. And pretty solid in a good competitive trial last start at Cranbourne. I think Found Out's come back well. He's probably going to need every bit of this 1,100 metres. But, gee, I liked a recent jump out first run as a gelding and tested against good quality opposition. Went around $7 in a maiden won by Royal Symphony at Pakenham on the synthetic track in his first racing preparation. So there's always been an element of an opinion about Found Out. And the recent jump out was terrific. Holy Diamond's trialled up nicely. I think the best I've seen of the trials of Holy Diamond have been on drier ground, so I'm pleased that the track's in the good range for Holy Diamond, respecting another flag, and there, as the market suggests, the three key runners. And I thought Dashing Dot trialled up okay recently, also riding the speed, but I didn't have a lot between 3, 4, and 1, 3, 4, 1, and 8.
3, 4, 1, and 8. Hopefully a little bit later on, winners this morning, we'll have a chat with Simon Zara and he can give us the latest on Found Out, who, as you mentioned, I think they have at least some sort of opinion of. Race 3 on the program is another maiden. It's over 1,100 metres once more. The scratchings here are numbers 1 and 11. Shaquila is your fixed odds market leader here at Flip of the Coin, $2. Abduct, who's been trolling well in preparation for its debut, is at $3.90. $6.50 for Carrie Ann. Diva Doc at $9.50. That rounds out those in single figures. She was sent out a very short price favourite on debut at Pakenham a few weeks back, Darren, Warren, this favourite, but punctured halfway up the lane. Can punters get their dough back here or not?
On what we've seen from the jump out at Sandown leading into that debut run justified her going around at that quote. I thought she just didn't necessarily produce on the day. A few weeks between runs, obviously Aaron Purcell's taken over the training now. Kieran had her on debut, but I just think those few weeks between runs, haven't seen a jump out or anything subsequently, but just time to perhaps get things right if things weren't right on debut. But her jump out at Sandown was just of a horse that would go to a maiden and win, and on with her, Shaquila. Ahead of 7 Abduct, you mentioned, has been trialling up nicely to make the debut, Kate Goodrich. Diva Doc, gets the winkers off here and fitter for one run back from a spell. And, gee, I thought, did think the race fell away, as a number of these do today. I'd put three Hegemon in his next best. But keen on nine, out of 7, 10 and 3.
9, 7, 10 and 3. Aaron Purcell's going all right, isn't he?
He's just taken over the reins and just kept going, which is fantastic, and a Group 1 winner at the weekend. And I just think it speaks volumes for the structure and the systems that Kieran Maher had in place, Dave Eustace and Declan and the team underneath what was Kieran and now underneath Aaron, because Aaron hasn't had a lot of time to have a lot of impact on it. No doubt he's got involved and been instrumental in what has happened, but I think it says more about the systems and the people underneath what was Kieran and are now underneath Aaron, and it's great to see the success they're having.
It's like a football club these days, isn't it? You've got to have the right assistant coaches and you've got to have the right structure, or it just doesn't work.
Yeah, well, there's so many horses to keep an eye on and placements and et cetera, and obviously now Jukebox going to the Sapphire on Wednesday, so the momentum could keep rolling, but you're right, you've got to have those right systems in place, and I think Kieran's a really wide thinker, and he's put those systems in place, and Aaron's been able to pick up the reins and keep steering the ship, and he's done it really well.
Race 4 on the program at Tatura today, another maiden once again over 1,100 metres. We lose from this event numbers 10 and 13. Really interesting runner here in Pirapala for Hayes Hayes and Dabbening is your fixed odds market leader as predicted at $1.80, $5 for In a Minute. My Boy Greg at $7, everything else in double figures. There's probably some handy horses in this race, but they fall behind the shadow, or into the shadow, I guess, of this favourite, who's a pretty interesting runner, Warren.
One of the more interesting runners of the day, a big, strong mare she is, a daughter of Seaport, formerly with Gerald Ryan, first run for the stable, but a couple of recent jump outs have been terrific, and the most recent run, she was just matching motors with Jorda and Josephine C, and I think as long as she begins cleanly, I don't know if Tatura would be her ideal track, but she just might have a significant class edge here and a bit of upside. Earmuffs are off first run for the new stable. As I said, the jump outs have just been terrific. 11 ahead of 2, Fire Sun, who absorbed a bit of pressure in a fast run race for that grade last start, and I thought he stuck on quite well. In a Minute's trialled up very nicely to resume here for the Fleedner stable. Not too sure of the quality of it behind him in a recent trial, but he really quickened down nicely the last couple of 100 metres or so to put a big gap on the opposition. And 5, My Boy Greg. He makes his own luck. He's limited, but he can put himself into a spot and battle on maybe a chance for trifectas. First fours, 11, 2, 3, 5.
11, 2, 3 and 5. Warren's numbers in race 4 on the program. Race 5 on the card is a benchmark 58 affair over 1,980 metres. Just the one scratching here, number 4 comes out. Your fixed odds market leader is Saint Fadouz at $3.90. $4.20 for Quarry Rock. Wicked Sensation at $5. Margot's Boy $7. Prospector's Helmet $9. And $9.50 Super Rockstar. So there's not some nice horses in this race, particularly for a benchmark 58. None more so than the favourite here. You would have thought on pure ability to be very, very short. Warren, I'm interested in your thoughts on this race.
Hayes and Dabbening and other trainers quite often do this. You get horses that are maidens and race them that little bit out of their grade, but a 58 grade of racer, you can argue that sometimes they're not as strong as some of the horses you might come up against in maiden grade. And that's what they've done with St. Badoo's. They've taken the maiden into the benchmark 58 with the winkers off and the blinkers on. And I agree with you. He's getting deep into his first racing prep, so that's probably a query. But going back to that run behind Anchorbit at Flemington 3 starts ago, he was terrific there. He's had a little bit of a gap between some of the runs since, but he was okay at Ballarat behind Reliable Dame last fitter up in distance. They're all positives, and the gear change with the winkers off and the blinkers on. And where a number of these horses have reached their mark, he's got the upside to progress on. So on with the 3-year-old, number 9, Saint Fadouz. Head of 7, Quarry Rock. He's been going well. He can make his own luck. That form intertwines with 6, Margot's Boy. There was a change of tactics last start on number 2 in a stride, and it worked well going forward and being able to battle the race out, and maybe gets into a forward spot again here, and certainly a chance for multiples. 9, 7, 6 and 2.
9, 7, 6 and 2. You probably should have finished second, shouldn't he, behind Anchorbit. Didn't have a lot of luck on that occasion. Big run, so just needs to reproduce a performance like that. You would have thought race 6 on the program at Tatura today is a benchmark 58 affair once again, this time over 1,600 metres. Number 7 won't turn up to the track. Kingston Comet Spring Action is your fixed odds favourite via the tab here at $2.30. $4.84 get your kicks. Final Flame $5.50. Last Start winner Alice Island at the same price, and $9 for Manu. So we're going to get a good line through the favourite here. Spring Action behind the horses you've tipped second and third in the previous race, Margot's Boy and Quarry Rock. And I'm guessing by the fact that you've put them in second and third, and this looks a slightly easier race, you'll be having the favourite on top here, Warren?
Yeah, I can't find a hole in that market either, Jason. Look, just that little bit of gap between runs, back in distance with the blinkers on, with good residual fitness. It was deep into a prep going into that run at Tatura, so I don't know if I'd be wanting to follow him for another three or four runs, but I think that's a good scenario to get some spring back in his step, the blinkers on, into a suitable race, and back in distance. So I think that's a good scenario for Spring Action. I can understand the support for him. I think Get Your Kicks just got exposed a little bit early last start. In the end, he was solid to the line, but I just think he's drawn to tuck in just behind him, and I think that's when he runs his best races, when he can just be chasing a bit to the line rather than be the one that's being chased. Alice Island's limited, but she raced herself back into winning form last start. It's a suitable option for her. And some form cards mightn't have Final Flame going round at Albury on Saturday, but effectively had a bye there, and probably would have worked harder at home if Brian Gentle had kept Final Flame at home for a gallop. So has had a run this weekend, but just didn't get clear at any stage. Not surprised to see the quick back up there. 2-1-6-3.
2-1-6-3. Really impressive first up, wasn't it? Final Flame. Race 7 on the program at Tatura is over 1,450 metres. We're stepping up to a benchmark 64 grading here. Numbers 4 and 5 come out. Amor Tensha is your fixed odds favourite with the tab at $2.70. $4.20 for Living Large. Number 1 for The Fun of It's at $5. Then $7 Ecology. $7.50 Her Command. And Like a Till at $8.50. So plenty given some sort of chance here. I would have almost thought the favourite would have been slightly shorter than this. Warren, breakthrough for an incredibly well-deserved victory last time out. What are you doing here?
I agree. Jace, Red Shoes came through that race to win impressively at Ballarat last week. And I think it's a case of EJ just keeping Amatentia in the lowest company that he can. She was good winning her maiden last start. She'd been running well in maidens of good depth leading into that, and there's been a few options for her to get out of that maiden win and head to another race, and I think this is the weakest of them, and I think that may be the reason why she's heading to Tatura, and I agree she's the one to beat. Living Large seems to have settled in well to the new stable. Early days with Tony McAvoy, now with Steve Cooper, and the little step up in distance should suit. He's a horse that can be a bit headstrong, but he's just taking little steps up in distance, and he's a last start winner, so he's settled in well to that environment. I don't know if Tatura is the right track for The Fun of It. Got a really short, sharp sprint, just needs to tuck up behind them, and Jamie Mott's got a terrific relationship with For the Fun of It. I'm sure Nathan Punch will know how to implement that plan, and Ecology will be rolling forward and makes her own luck. 6 clearly ahead of 2-1-9.
6-2-1-9 in race 7. Race 8 on the program is the second last on the card. It's over 1,100 metres. Benchmark 58 to grade 1. Scratching number 2, Rioli, who I think went around yesterday. Tycoon Tony is your fixed odds market leader with the tab at $2.70. $5 for Bowie Rocks. Go Jazz $6, same price Moster, Destiny's Revenge $6.50, Aerial Ping Pong, which they call our game footy, at $8.50. This looks like one of the tougher races on the program. Can we find a little bit of value here? I thought Bowie Rocks was very, very good first up from a break.
He was really strong to the line. I think, again, it's a case of keeping your horse in the worst company you can for Tycoon Tony. He's run well in benchmark 64 and 70 grade. He's resuming here. He's effective first up. He's got the 62 kilos before the claim, but that gets him in with a reasonable weight and over a relatively short course first up. I'm not really swayed by the weights with a horse that's carried weight before to victory. I think it's a good placement of Tycoon Tony. Bowie Rocks, as you said, I think's the main danger. Gets the Norton bit on, was really solid here, and it can be a bit of a horses for courses track. Tatura, it was a solidly run race and he was strong to the line last start, and we'll get a test on that form line when Firesun goes around earlier in the day. Mostert's had a few homes, and he can be a tease. He's only won one from 25, but he's now with Cameron Templeton. He had the blinkers on for a trial at Cranbourne last week, and if it wasn't Mostert, you'd be saying that he'd be a terrific winning chance going into this. So I'm including him in everything I do because I might have just found a happy medium in the right environment. But gee, trialled like he'd go to this grade of race and be very hard to beat. And 6, Destiny's Revenge, next best. 1-4-9-6.
1, 4, 9, and 6 in the second last in the card. And the final event, the Get Out Stakes, is another Benchmark 58 affair, this time over 1,100 metres. 7, 14, and 15 are your scratchings. Foarek is your fixed odds favourite here in a compressed market at $3.90. J-Stars at $5. $5.50 for Mambo Italiano. Sundell is at $6.50. Vainglorious, who I think is a really interesting runner, at $8. And $9 for Wound Tight. Steve Richards has been more than happy to throw Vainglorious in the deep end a few times. Would have thought it was in this up to his or its ears here. Warren, what are your thoughts on the last?
Just would have liked to see her do a little bit more in a recent jump out. There's been options for her last week, so he's had her in and out and settled on this race. I don't know if the Tura's an ideal track for her, but if you had her assessed her on her win at Cranbourne two starts back, then she'd be right in this. I just think the way this race sets up over 1,100 metres from that barrier draw, I just would like to see her do a little bit more. I'm working around her to some extent, but I could pay for that. I'm up the top of the weights here, and on a day where there's just not a lot of value at all and got plenty of weight, but gee, Sundell's a talented mare, and if there's good speed up front, which there looks to be, she can just mind her own business, and a lot of the opposition have got plenty of weight also. And I'm going to go with Sundell at a bit of value, although, again, Tatura's probably not her ideal track, but she'd be very strong late. Loved a recent trial. Jastar's jumped out nicely for Team Corson's to resume here. Foarek wanted to get it all over and done with early in her career. I thought in a recent trial she was just being tried to educate to pace herself a little bit. She'll still be forward from that draw, but that might assist her just being able to stretch out that little bit. And Four Wound Tight, I thought, was solid enough two starts back and probably just had things against her at Matoa last start. Up the top of the weights here for me, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm guessing that might be your best value, but let's find out for certain. What's your best, your value, your quarter and your play of the day? What's
be the best value. I think it's about the only thing that's not about $3, but I'm going to go with Shaquila as my best. Jace, race 3, number 9. I just think with that little gap between runs, we might see the real Shaquila today. Strikes a suitable race, and you're right, race 9, number 1, Sundell to be strong late as a bit of value. For the quaddie, wouldn't want to be loading up too much. We could get a relatively skinny dividend today. First leg, 1, 2, 3 and 6. Second leg, 1, 2 and 6. Third leg, 1, 4 and 9. And home with numbers 1, 2, and 3. And of the shorties during the day, I'm going to play a parlay formula 2 and 3 for the win. First leg is race 1, number 8, Free Fly 2. Second leg, race 3, number 9, Shaquila. Into race 4, number 11, Pirapala.
Fingers crossed it's a favourite today, Warren. Thanks very much for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, Jase.
It is 23 to 11. You're listening to Winners on RSN 927. Short break, and when we come back,